Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Julio Franco. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Lavalier. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Scott Sanderson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jody Reed. Batting second. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The center fielder, Turner Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, Dave Nilsson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bill Spears. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Ricky Bones. And now, play ball. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Martin. The throw from Matheny and he is out, Valentin applying the tag. One out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer juggles the ball. That's an error on Seitzer. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Raines moves to third. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Raines scores. Thomas moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Franco takes first base on ball four. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer fields it and throws to home to get Thomas. Franco moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Reed hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Reed moves to second. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Jackson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Jackson. Reed scores. Ward moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Nilsson is walked intentionally. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mieske strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Lavalier, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Lavalier takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Reed is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox won, and the Brewers won. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Raines is 0-for-1 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Frank Thomas, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Martin scores. Raines goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Franco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ventura is 0-for-1 in the game. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Matheny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Nilsson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Lavalier batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lavalier is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Lavalier hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Lavalier moves to third. Ron Karkovice pinch runs for Mike Lavalier. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Karkovice now catching. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mieske is 0-for-1 in the game. Mieske strikes out. 1 out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Matheny is 0-for-1 in the game. Matheny hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-2 in the game. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Reed is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ward is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Ward is hit by the pitch. Valentin moves to second. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Raines. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Valentin scores. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, White Sox. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nilsson is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Karkoviche hits a pop-up into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 0-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martin is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Martin reaches second base with a double. Guillen moves to third. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Raines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guillen scores. Martin scores. It's 8-3, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 3-3 in the game, with two doubles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Raines moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 0-3 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Mieske is 0-2 in the game. Mieske strikes out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Spears is 0-2 in the game. Spears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matheny is 0-2 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Jackson is 0-3 in the game. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reed settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 0-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Karkoviche is 0-1 in the game. Karkoviche hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Reed is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reed hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Seitzer is 0-for-3 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reed moves to second. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward takes first base on 4. Reed moves to third. Seitzer moves to second. Jose De Leon now pitching. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Reed scores. Seitzer moves to third. Ward moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Paul Essenmacher now pitching. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Nilsson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Nilsson hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seitzer tags and scores. One out. It's 9-5, White Sox. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mieske is 0-for-3 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ward scores. Vaughn moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Jeff Zerillo pinch hits for Bill Spears. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Zerillo hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vaughn moves to third. 2 outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Matheny is 0-for-3 in the game. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Zerillo now playing third base. Norberto Martin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Martin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reed scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Raines is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines is hit by the pitch. Doug Henry now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valentin. Raines moves to second. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura is 0-for-4 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ward who is chasing the ball. Ventura reaches third base with a triple. Raines scores. Franco goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-6, White Sox. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jackson is 0-4 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive towards the mound. Lloyd reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Valentin hits a fly ball into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Jody Reed is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Reed is 2-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Reed hits a pop-up into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Turner Ward is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ward is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Ward strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vaughn is 3-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Johnson is 0-4 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer fields the ball and throws to Lloyd covering. Safe. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Karkovice is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Karkovice strikes out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Martin is 3-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Nilsson is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Nilsson strikes out. 1 out. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mieske is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Cirillo is 0-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alex Diaz pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Mieske moves to second. Alex Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Diaz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mieske scores. It's 11-7, White Sox. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Valentin is 2-3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Valentin strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.